But first, as the U.S. has tightened its policies related to immigration, Canada has offered a different message. Last year, in response to the so-called Muslim ban announced by President Trump, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, quote, "To those fleeing persecution, terror, and war, Canadians will welcome you regardless of your faith. Diversity is our strength," end quote. This week, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced an end to temporary protected status for around 200,000 Salvadorans, and Canada responded differently. The Canadian government has launched a campaign to discourage those Salvadorans from crossing into the country irregularly and is even planning to send a Spanish-speaking member of parliament to California to convey the message. Joining me now from Ottawa to talk about this is Alan Freeman. He's the Canada contributor to The Washington Post. Alan, good morning.
Morning.
So is this approach a surprise given what we've seen from the Canadian government in the not too distant past?
Well, it shouldn't be that much of a surprise. There was last summer when the TPS, this temporary protected status, was actually threatened to be withdrawn from, I guess, about 45,000 Haitians. And it actually was done in November. There was a big surge of people crossing irregularly, that's basically illegally, into Canada, right, on land border points, largely in Quebec from upstate New York. And, you know, the government had a lot of trouble. You know, there were at one point 250 people a day crossing the border. They were having to be put up at sort of a temporary tent encampment, and then at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal, which wasn't too far. So I think the government had a lot of trouble just dealing with that influx. And I think that you realize that for Canada, our immigration system, because of where we are geographically here, generally speaking, and it hasn't traditionally had a border with a poor country, right? It generally, Canada accepts lots of immigrants and lots of refugees, but it usually selects them in advance. So, you know, so there were 45,000 Syrians who came to Canada 2015, 2016, I guess.
Right.
But they were also pre-selected in refugee camps, etc., in the Middle East, and then came here. So this influx of people sort of across the border is really, it's really quite unprecedented in those type of numbers. So I think that's what the government is worried about. It's worried about, I guess, the way the public will react if there's too many people coming in irregularly. And also it has plans in terms of how it organizes immigration every year. And I think this throws those plans awry if suddenly, you know, several tens of thousands of Salvadorans end up at the border.
Well, given, as you say, Canada's relative inexperience with this kind of thing, I mean, how effective do you think that, or how effective maybe does the government think sending one member of parliament to one American state to convey this message? Like, is that an effective strategy?
Well, they've been doing this. I mean, they've done this. The immigration minister, who's actually of Somali origin, and interestingly enough, was a refugee himself. When he was a teenager, he went to, I think, Minneapolis, where there's a big Somali community. Mm-hmm. They've sent Haitian representatives to Miami, et cetera. So this is part of a larger, you know, trying to, they say, correct misinformation. Now, you see, for the Salvadorans who would come across to Canada, I mean, this is a big, you know, it's a risk, right? Because, you know, Canada has its own rules, right? So you come, if you were to come to Canada, you know, as and claim asylum, you could cross the border, claim asylum, and unlike in the U.S., we don't, the Canada doesn't usually detain people while waiting for their hearings. So you can work, you can get health care, you can apply, you may get rejected, right? And then you can appeal. You may end up staying in Canada 2 or 3 years, being able to work with your families, but ultimately, you may not be able to stay. You know, and is that what? I guess it's a really big problem for Salvadorans whose lives, you know, in the States are going to be sort of upended, right? They've got American kids. What do they do? Now they can go to Canada, but it will be, but it's not a sure thing. So, in that way, that's what the government's saying. Like, you can come here, well, they, you know, but, you know, be aware that if your claim as a refugee, and are they refugees or are they economic migrants, right?
Sure.
That it is a risk.
All right, that's Alan Freeman. He's the Canada contributor to the Washington Post. He's also an honorary senior fellow at the University of Ottawa. Alan, thanks a lot for your insights on this. Appreciate it.
Okay, welcome.